Okay, so welcome to this special site tour Q&A call that we put together because we could sense that there were a lot of questions and curiosity and wonderment about what's really happening here. It depends upon when you joined this program or maybe you're returning again. You may have noticed a few things different and wondering, especially if you're a new time person, what is this thing that I've gotten myself into? You watched Dr. Rita Marie's amazing webinar and maybe some of the live stream, and you understand that there's something going on in your body that's just off. You may not be thinking clearly, the extra belly fat, your energy is kind of like, ugh. And you know there's something else going on here. So we have this amazing program, but now that you have it, what do I do with it? And so that's kind of what we're here for. And if you're not familiar with the Zoom platform, I'm just going to give a tiny little tutorial. We're going to play the Zoom game, that's what I call it, to make sure that everybody is comfortable here. So we get to test out the mute button. And I'm more familiar with a computer or a laptop. So if you're on an iPad or you're listening on your phone or using the Zoom app on your phone, this may be a little different, but there's enough similarity. You can hopefully figure it out. So on the bottom left, you'll see something that looks like a microphone. And it'll probably say unmute at this point in time. So to test that out, click on it so I can see that you guys have access to it.
It's working.
Yep, it's working. I see everybody starting to unmute. Cool. And so that's what you can do if you have a quick question or just something you know that you want to share with everybody, because the flow of the conversation is like, yeah, this just can't wait. So that's going to be important. The button next to it or the picture next to it is a video camera, and it will say either start or stop video. This is where if you do want people to see you, especially if you're talking, or let's say you don't want people to see you, such as maybe you're moving around. I've had to shut people's videos off because they didn't realize they were on and they were changing clothes. So, that's why I want to make sure you guys know where these buttons are. And if you just dialed in using your phone and you're not actually seeing anything, I hope to have my words convey what I'm going to be showing. This is a kind of call that I really encourage you to be visual, because I'm going to be doing a lot of screen sharing. And if you are just on the phone, I think it's star 6 is what mutes you. So you click the little star asterisk button on your, or maybe you don't. Maybe it's just a 6. Anyway, you click on that button and it'll shut your phone off on the sound off on your computer or on your phone. So if you want to, I'll test the video button, test it off and on so I can make sure that everybody understands that one. So now everybody's either going to go away or come in.
I don't have a camera.
Okay. And who just said that?
Holly.
Holly. Okay. No worries. I will tell you that you can buy an external camera. It's like $25, like at Walmart or some others. And it just plugs into your computer with what's called a USB. And so I use that for most of my computer life, if that helps anybody. So, all right. Wonderful. The last button that I want you to be aware of, when you click on either chat or participants, it's important to know where the chat is. And so you can click on chat, and if you want to just type in hi there or something, so I know people know where the chat is. There you go, Holly. Yay. and then the other piece to that is you should see some type of a bar underneath the participant names that says like raise hand or other options and choices. So what I'd like, the raise hand button is important to me because that way I can see that somebody has a question or something to say. So if you can try and find, hey, Carmen in Wisconsin, which part? I live along the Minnesota-Iowa border. Spent many happy sunny days in Wisconsin. Yeah, last year we started calling ourselves sweeties. Hey, Linda Lou. Waukesha, yep. Know right where that is. So if you guys, can you see where the raise hand button is?
Nope.
No? Okay. So, well, Jean-Ann has.
Lynn, if I may, on mine, on the chat, under participants is where it has the raise hand.
Correct.
So it's not a bar. So some people might be in the same situation as me.
Okay. And, well, I guess I didn't know what else to call it. It's just this place where everything is lined up and there's different options. But, yes, it is under the participant area, and it can be above the chat.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And thank you. Yep. Trisha's got it.
Yep.
And Polly.
Yep.
Perfect. So this will help you in future Zoom calls that we might have. Okay. And if you're on an iPad, it might be a little different. Yep. And I just want to go through some of this in the beginning because it can be helpful as you go along. And I don't want to lose your questions. So you can either type them in the chat, or if you want to talk, you can raise your hand and either I can open your line or you can open your line. And now you have what I call the essential Zoom buttons. And some of you may be familiar with Zoom from other programs and calls. So does everybody feel comfortable with that? Okay.
Okay.
All right. And so I'm going to do a formal introduction in case you're not aware of who I am, if you've not been in any of the programs with Dr. Rita Marie. My name is Lynn DeBoer-Johnson, and as I just mentioned, I live along the Minnesota-Iowa border. I grew up in Minneapolis, and just moved a couple hours south of there. I have 7 children, so far 5 grandchildren. I homeschool. I live on about 4 acres. I've got chickens and other wildlife and a garden, and do a lot with weeds and wild edibles. And no, you don't have to use the phone for audio, Brad. You know, if you called in, then using your phone, then that's what you would use for your audio. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Because somebody said they can see me but not hear me. And so your name does appear, Polly.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, because so like if I typed, it would only say me. But I would, when you type, I see that it says Polly or Pauline. So
okay. Right. I was just looking at the Zoom chat and it didn't, when I said hi everyone, it didn't tell who I was. It just said for me, and I'm like, how do they?
Yep, the rest of us see that. So that's a great question. So the rest of us using Zoom, I couldn't hear you, so I dialed in. So can you see me, Brad? Yes. Okay. So you can you can either call in using your phone and still watch on Zoom, or you can use the audio on your computer. You have those options. And if you feel like you have some background noise, it's hard for me to tell exactly whose background noise I might be hearing. Feel free to mute yourself until you have a question or would like to say something. And I'm just going to let Jean know. If you do have issues with audio and or video, next to both the microphone as well as the video camera, you'll see a little upward facing arrow. If you click on there, it will tell you what your audio settings are or your video settings. So if you need to change a microphone or something, that is there as well. So, all right. I'm sure there might be other questions coming in with the tech side as we go along, but I don't want to. All I see on my screen is Elmer and Sandy. I'm not sure what that means. Linda Lou, I'm not sure exactly what that means when you say all you see on your screen is Elmer and Sandy. So I see several people with their videos open. But I will let you guys kind of play around and figure this part out. This is my normal job with Dr. Rita Marie, but I'm not able to do both of those right now. And I really want to get on with this, what brought you here in the first place. So I'm going to trust that as you guys play around and figure things out, you know, all will be well. And I'll check back in a little bit to make sure all the other technical pieces are going. So I'm going to do a little screen share here to just let you know what is it we are going to be doing here. And know that we will have time for Q&A afterwards. And it doesn't mean that I won't be talking about things taking your questions in between, but I want you to understand that we're going to have a flow here based on what other questions we've seen as well as previous calls. Okay. You know, and I see this on the Facebook group as well. I really like the way you guys help each other out. So I'm going to trust that you guys are doing that here. So when you join this program, you should have first received a welcome email. And I know some people, it sounded like they hadn't. So I wanted to just make sure that you received this. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So this is, I just made a copy of what the welcome email should have looked like. This is what you should have received. And in here, it gives you some first steps that hopefully will lead you into what you're doing in the Sweet Spot program. So it talks about here with the first module being foundations. And know that the other modules will be released gradually, so you're not overwhelmed with everything at once. And then in there is how to access your Sweet Spot materials. And so there's the link and your own personal login information. So by a show of hands, either with the raised hand function or your own physical hand, how many have received this? Okay, so either lower your hand on the computer if you can lower your hands, and all you do is click on the raised hand button and it should go down.
You'll see that. Your raised hand button.
Yeah. And so here, I'm going to lower your hand there, Polly. And so by a raise of hand, again, either physically or on the computer, can you raise your hand if you did not see this? Okay, so you did not see this, Jean Ann. Okay. So if you do a search on your email, you should see something from Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo. So that's DrRitaMarie, okay, at drritamarie.com. And so for anybody that's listening to this call or listening to it on the recording, if you did not receive this email, you can write in, and it says it here, but I'll repeat this obviously, sweetspot@drritamarie.com. And if many of you have already had experience with our amazing support person, Christina, and she and I work pretty closely together to make sure you guys are supported. And so if you did not receive this, we want to make sure you got that. Let's see. Yeah, you know, I've never had a Mac or an Apple or anything like that. And so I am not the best person. If somebody else here is familiar with Mac and want to share that on the computer or on the chat, if anybody else has a Mac on how they do this, that would be lovely. So that was the first thing I wanted to make sure people were aware of, because that's an important first step, right? All right, so I'm going to go here. So once you receive that email, it has in there the link to log in. So that's unstoppablehealthcommunity.com. Yep. And then you put in your login information. All right, so I'm going to stop this share because I have to go to a different screen. Well, if you feel like you did not receive it, it is nice to have that email and to make sure you are going to get the rest of the emails. So again, I encourage you to write in to sweetspot@drritamarie.com, and because we need to make sure that you will receive any of the call reminders and any other emails we might send out. So the next thing I'm going to share with you is the actual site. There. And we're going to go here. All right. So when you come here, you can see I was playing around in here before I got here. So, and this is why we really appreciate you sharing your experience, because sometimes we get so involved in it, we know things, and it's good to hear your experience so we can go and help you. So when you log in here, this is what we call the main dashboard. This shows everything. You may see lots of things that are grayed out like this, along with the ones that have kind of this burnt orange color. The ones that have that burnt orange color are the ones that you can, that are your programs. So to make it easy, you can click on this button here that says My Programs. And that will just bring all the programs that are burnt orange and that are open to you here. And so for me, I'm going to scroll down and find the Sweet Spot Solution Blood Sugar Balancing button. And then I click on that. And I'm assuming pretty much everybody has been this far. But again, I don't want to assume too much because my mother taught me what that does. And make sure that has everybody been, they understand this flow, they've been to the program this much. Yes, okay. All right, so here we call are at what we call the main dashboard for the Sweet Spot Solution. So you go down and you'll see pretty much everything right here. You also see it up on top, with foundations, modules 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the metabolic reset, and any of your bonuses or extras. What I would suggest doing if you have not done it already is to go to the calls and recordings button. If you hover your cursor over that, you'll see where it says just sweet spot recordings or the office hours. So as part of your membership, not only do you get access to the sweet spot only calls, you get access to what we call office hours. Those are for people who are in any of Dr. Rita Marie's client programs. So they can be in the gut repair program, the adrenal fatigue program, the thyroid program, any of those. Right now, most of it is sweet spot, but I wanted you to understand there was a difference. So what you're going to want to do is go through here and write down all these dates. Now, and know that if you don't get an email and you see the call on your calendar, you can come here and click and it will bring you right to that call. Now, I don't want you to worry that if you go on vacation, family things come up, you won't make a call. So what you can do there is know that all of these calls are recorded. And so underneath all the upcoming calls is where all the program recordings will show up. We haven't gotten the first two kickoff calls open in there yet. And so I'll share another piece, a little tidbit with you, and I hope this isn't overwhelming. If you see that a call recording isn't up yet, you can still click on this button and listen to that call. Does that make sense? So if you don't make it to a call or you want to listen again to a call recording, you do not see it in your call recording area, come back here, click the access button, and it will take you right to that call. Okay. I'm going to make sure I'm not missing anything on the chat here. There we go. Okay. All right. So that's, to me, that's important. And I, from what I've heard from other people, that's an important piece as well. Because coming to the calls is what's going to keep you motivated and accountable and just keeping going. Real briefly, I do want to say, because I know this has been another concern for some people. So we had the kickoff call this last week, and our next actual sweet spot call is on Monday, May 13th. That doesn't mean you have to have everything done in the program between here and there. Okay, everybody take a deep breath and go, yes, thank you for telling us that. The kickoff call is just that. That's when it officially began. And what officially began means when we start bringing you through all the different pieces, the foundations and so forth. So at the kickoff call, Dr. Rita Marie spent most of the time talking about the foundations area. Because really, that's the part between now and the next sweet spot call on the 13th, she really wants to make sure you focus on, because that's an important piece with those pieces that are going to take you through the rest of the program. On each of these different other support calls, she'll spend some time talking about the other different modules leading up to the metabolic reset. The metabolic reset is the month of June. What we're going to be doing through the month of May is getting used to the material that's in the program, and most importantly, seeing how your body and your blood sugar reacts to certain foods and other lifestyle pieces. How many here are already using a blood sugar meter and testing their blood sugar? Okay. How many people are feeling a little squeamish about using a blood sugar meter? And like, I really don't want to be poking myself all the time. So you can raise your hand on that one too if you want to. I will tell you, I was that child in the doctor's office, and I'm old enough, even though I grew up in Minneapolis, we had little doctor's office like every couple of blocks or so. They were just little tiny. So I ran around that doctor's office and ran home because I was not, nobody was going to be putting any of those needles in me. So I just share your squeamishness with poking myself. But I have done it and continue to do it and can tell you that from my own experience, it now it's not that big a deal. But that's just me, and I'm not trying to put aside anybody else's feelings on it. I just wanted to share that because it is a real thing. If you are not able to, it just the idea of poking yourself just isn't, you know, it's like that's just not happening. Don't worry. You can still do this program. And I can hear somebody is doing something. And if you don't mind muting yourself, that would be great. Yep, or do you? I don't know the headache. I'm going to stop sharing for a second here. Yeah, got it. Here we go. Yeah, Keto Mojo has some great videos on it. Know too that there's what's called alternate type site testing. So you don't have to do it on your fingers. In fact, don't do it directly on the pad of your finger. Do it on the side. You can use the palm of your hand. You can use your forearm, your leg. The reason that we tend to use the fingers is because the blood is more recent there. So you're going to get a more accurate recent reading from your fingertips. And then also the other device you'll hear on about on the program is the Genteel. It's the lancing device that makes it really gentle, like you don't even know that you just poked your finger. So anyway, I'm just checking here. And I had never used a meter until I started with Dr. Rita Marie Carmella, so I understand that. It's like, why should I? Okay, so I'm going to go back now. I just wanted to make sure I could mute the outside noise there. So everybody is okay with understanding about how to get on the site, where the call information is, and how you can make it to the calls and listen to the recordings. Yep.
Yep.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to move along here. So the next area you're going to talk about is foundations. Again, you can either hover your cursor over the word foundation and see the drop-down, or you can actually click on it, and it will bring you to the whole entire foundations page. And as you'll see here, here's all the pieces to foundations. You look at that and go, holy guacamole, I'm supposed to do all of that before I even do the modules. Know that within each of these are just two or three steps. We did it this way because sometimes, even though there was just one or two of these buttons, we would have lots of steps in it, and that was overwhelming to people. So, you can actually get through all of these. Again, this is just a general statement. It isn't a requirement. But many times you can find yourself getting through all of foundations within a couple of weeks. But again, do what fits best into your life, because the last thing we want to do is create more stress for you, because that will raise your blood sugar. So the first part is get started. Can be probably the easiest. This is where you look here, and if you find you're not receiving the emails from Dr. Rita Marie, click here, and it will show you how to whitelist, which means to tell your mail server that this is somebody I want to hear from. It's safe. And this is just a little more information about becoming familiar with the Unstoppable Health community. You know, anytime you see this little house icon, it will bring you right back to the start, the main page. And then there's something called My Account up at the top if you want to see your profile, if you're familiar with that type of a thing on other membership sites. If you have not already joined the Facebook group and you are into Facebook, this is where you would go for the Sweet Spot program. You do not have to be on Facebook. Yes, it's a great source of support and camaraderie between other people, but that doesn't mean you're missing out on anything. We do everything we can to make sure that everybody is universally supported. Again, here's where the call recording page is at to put your dates on. And then we have a frequently asked question support page, so you can click here. So this is all within the Get Started page. All of it's just there for you to look at and review. It's a great place to come back to if you just want to review what's going on. And then you click here and you move on to the next one. So you can see that doesn't take a lot of time. Yep, you may do the extra pieces like going to Facebook and that type of thing. But in a short period of time, you can have the Get Started page done. Then we move to Prepare for Success. I know many of you may have done this already. I go through with Pam and help her with the journals and other assessments. So we have the commitment to action, your values, visions, and goals, and then again, posting on the Facebook group if you do Facebook with what your 90-day bold goal is. How many have done that? Have any of you? Okay, Holly, great. So there's great power in group processes. There's other people who are going to help hold you accountable when you say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose 5 pounds. I'm going to go on walks every day. I'm going to whatever it is that you know, I'm going to go shopping in my own closet now because I have clothes that I'm fitting into, that type of thing. You know, I'm going to be able to go on vacation with my kids and grandkids and play with them. So whatever your 90-day bold goal is, proclaim and claim it somehow, whether it be on Facebook, whether it be with your own family, friends, whoever. One thing I have learned is that healing happens in relationship. So it just gives it more power. And that goes back to why you do the commitment to action and your values, visions, and goals. Because while we come to a program, it's like, okay, I'm going to do food and I'm going to do movement and all these other things. That will take you for maybe a week, two at the most. But when you are committed to this, there's great power and it takes you through way beyond just doing the program. And so I actually suggest people, especially with the values, visions, and goals summary assessment, do that every 3 months because it's going to remind you why you make the choices you do. And then we have a journal. You'll see on pretty much every page a journal entry. It's not like you have to, I mean, you can pour your soul out if you'd like to. I'm just saying, you know, give this can be your time to just ponder what it is you just did and claim it again. And let's see, I've got lots of chats going on here. Yes, my husband keeps me accountable. My kids keep me accountable, especially my girls. Okay. So Now we'll go to get your supplies. Because now you're committed. I'm going to do this. All right, let's get the stuff and get moving. And what you get here we have your craving crushers, the supplements that are going to support your body. The chromium is really a great supplement if you find that you're not, if you crave a lot of sweets. I've heard remarkable stories from people that have started on that, and it's like suddenly all those sweets and things that they just felt like they couldn't last a day without, it was gone. And so in here we also reference what we call the Dr. Supplement Store. And this is where we have what's called an easy kit that you can just order it all. So you're going to get your chromium polynicotinate. You may have another source. Some of you have done more of an elemental chromium. That's okay. I would not get the chromium nicotinate. The polynicotinate, for our purpose, is going to have a better response for you. DHA, we have a DHA EPA supplement. It is vegan, along with a few other things in there. And then magnesium citrate or glycinate is the ones we've had the best results with in this program. You may find another form of magnesium, maybe use the topical magnesium oil or maybe a magnesium threonate. The idea is to help you to use it. And in one of our other, in the nutrition module, it goes into more in depth onto why that's really important. But for now, just know that these are the three supplements that we highly suggest in this program, at least in the beginning. Our goal is to get you off the supplements. Our goal is to have you using food as your nutrition.
What does the magnesium citrate do?
Well, it's bound to a citrate molecule, and so it just helps relax your receptors, your insulin receptors, so that it helps your blood to flow through a little more. It also helps your bowels to be loose so that you can eliminate things more quickly. As you do this food protocol, you may notice kind of almost a detox reaction, and you need to make sure that your body is removing any toxins, because if you're at all constipated and you're starting to release toxins or having some other type of reaction, but your body doesn't have a way to remove it, it can actually have the opposite effects.
Okay, thank you. I noticed some people use the magnesium calm.
And that can be fine. I know Dr. Carolyn Dean has the REMAG, and that's also, a lot of people have had some good results with that. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lynn, may I ask a question, please?
Sure, and if you could tell me who you are right now. When I'm sharing my screen, I can't see who it is.
Okay, it's Carol. So the DHA supplement they recommended at the store has EPA as well, but I just, when you're saying vegan, I just realized this is fish. So should you be, is it preferable to be using a vegan supplement?
Well, that's one of those, it depends. So you want to know where the source of the fish oil is from, and how your body responds to it. Some people don't respond as favorably to fish oil as they do to an algae supplement. So, and then if you're using some type of a tablet or a gel cap, you want to look at the excipient ingredients to make sure it doesn't have things like a starch, like a cornstarch or something like that. Sometimes they'll use like a stearate, like a magnesium stearate or stearic acid. So you want to be careful for those.
Okay, thank you.
Pardon me. And here's the information on the doctor's supplement store. And I'm going to just make sure.
Can I ask a question, Lynn? This is Mary.
Yes, you may.
In the doctor's store, the chromium supplement has 600 milligrams in it, and so that's hard to spread over 4 times a day. How do I do that?
So are you saying the one in the doctor's supplement store is a 600 milligram?
Yeah, in the Easy Kit, it was 600 milligrams, it said.
I'll have to go back and look at that. They must have changed it because it originally was 200. So what I would do with that, I'll have to go back and look at it. So for now, just take the one and just take it one a day with your meals. It's pretty important you take the chromium with your meals. And krill oil, again, see how your body does with that.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Lynn, it's Pauline. Yeah. On the DHA, what is the vegan? I didn't quite hear what you said, because I take a fish oil.
Mm-hmm. So, again, it's how your body responds, right? It's how does your body respond to that? Some people don't do as well with a fish oil, and often you'll hear people talk about burping up fish oil, and that's part of it because it can upset your stomach. Not all people have that response, but we were finding a lot of people do. There is also the concern with metals and other contaminants that you can get from whatever waters that they live in. And so you want to be real careful with that source.
Yeah, I used to purchase Nordic. I think it was Nordic brand. But if I wanted to do a veggie one, I didn't actually hear what you called it, a brand, or what you recommended.
So the one we have is vegan. I believe the EPA DHA we wanted, because we were having a hard time finding something that didn't have a lot of excipients. And I want to say it's Brain Armor. And it's a liquid. We like liquids because
your body
you don't have as many excipients. And somebody's asking about the chromium polynicotinate. You want a total of 800 micrograms per day. And what Dr. Emery was recommending is 200 micrograms
four times a day, right. Now, if you only have the one kidney, is that okay to do that much chromium?
It should be. It should not be an issue. Again, without knowing more, just see how you do. And that's where the tracking is really important.
Okay, so how would I know that, through just blood work, or?
Well, if you start not feeling so good, if that's really ambiguous, but what you'll find was you do this program is you suddenly, it's like you have this laser that suddenly turned inside of you. And you will start noticing every little nuance of your body. Okay. And that's a wonderful thing, because so many times we're outwardly focused and we don't pay attention to ourselves. So this is a real gift you've given yourself, to pay attention to how you are responding.
I did take that before. You know, I haven't taken it in a long time now.
Right.
I've been having trouble, it's another story, because I don't even know whether to jump on the sweet spot thing again. I don't seem to be absorbing nutrients. So is this going to help me?
Well, that's, again, why you want the liquid. Okay. It doesn't have to go through the same digestive process.
Okay.
Also the transdermal. So like with the magnesium, they have the magnesium oil, which you can put on your skin or an Epsom salt bath. So then again, it doesn't have to go through your digestive system. Okay. If you find you're not absorbing something, that generally means that you're not producing enough stomach acid. And that's, again, another reason why Dr. Rita Marie suggests people start their morning with the lemon water, because that will kind of jumpstart your body to start creating.
All right. Hey, I'm sorry for steering you in another direction.
But. No. I from what I've seen, the questions people are asking, your question is quite appropriate.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lynn.
You bet. And so, again, you go to Unstoppable Nutrients. Here's the code if you haven't already registered. Once you register, all you have to do is go in and log in. You get free shipping over $100. When you first sign up, you get a 5% discount. If you're more comfortable with it, there's the phone number to call in. And here I wrote down how you can actually get on there. So when you log in, you'll see a button that says click for more info, and then the Easy Kit tab is on the gray bar, and then you choose the Sweet Spot Basic Bundle and add it to your cart. Let's see here. They have international shipping. Holly, as far as greens in your lemon water, so I'll just share with you what I do. So I start the morning. I also rotate because I tend to be sensitive if I do the same thing too much. And you can check and see if you're the same with this. But so one day I'll start with lemon and ginger. I once a week or so, I buy a big bag of lemons and I juice the lemon, peel and all. And then a big knob of ginger. And I have that all in a glass container. So every day I just pour in a little bit of that into my water jug. And then I also sprinkle on a little cayenne pepper. That's what I do. But then another day I might have, I juice celery and cucumber. And so then the next day I'll have that. And so I kind of go back and forth between that. And I should go back and see. So I keep the greens out because that's more of a nutrition than it is a stomach acid jump starter. So I'll do that first thing in the morning to get my digestion going. And then maybe an hour or two later, I make something called the lemon ginger blast. And in there I put in parsley and cilantro and dandelion greens and mint and other things like that. And that has more of a nutritive value, and have that as kind of a breakfast thing. You can put the amla powder and moringa powder in your smoothie. I know I do. And actually I use triple at night. And that also helps my bowels to move in the morning. So anyway. Okay. Right, you want to stick with just the lemon water or something simple in the morning, because you're just simply trying to build your stomach acid. You're not trying to feed your body at that point. And amla is a Ayurvedic, it's a fruit that I use triphala, T-R-I-P-H-A-L-A, triphala powder. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go back a little bit here because I feel like we've, not a bad thing. It's like we're walking on the path and we have our map and it's like, oh, look, where's this? Look at that great bird. And we started and we've gone off and it's like, wait, where's the path? So I want to get back on the path here. Because even though you're asking great questions, I want to make sure that we stay on the right path. You know, there, and we'll get to that with the question about the, how do you know if you're not absorbing? But anyway, so I'm going to just kind of go back and review what we've done so far. So we've made sure that you've gotten on the Unstoppable Health site and you've gotten on your Sweet Spot dashboard. You've gone through and you've made sure you know when all the calls are on your calendar. So you have that. And then you go to foundations. You've done get started. Make sure all those pieces are done. So you're getting your emails and maybe you're in the Facebook group, that type of thing. Then you go to prepare for success. You've filled out your commitment to action. You've done your inspired health vision system so that you have an idea of what, you know, you're starting this program out now. What is it I'm looking for at the end of 3, 4, 5 months? What is it that I see for myself? So now we're getting your supplies. We've gone to order our supplements. And there was actually something else here I wanted to go through. So you've ordered your supplements. And as you continue down here, you'll see more about the glucose meter. We've talked a lot about the Keto Mojo. You do not have to have a Keto Mojo. You do not have to test your ketones. You know, if that's what you want to do, great. We have a comparison list of all the different things. We do have it set up now so that you can get the 15% discount on kits. They do not ship to places outside of the United States. We are going to be updating this. There is a link that you can get shipped internationally if you want the Keto Mojo. Unfortunately, they do not honor the 15% discount. But
Lynn?
Yes.
It's Carol.
Yes.
So I had posted on the Facebook group if people wanted to contact me because I've talked to them about getting a discount. And
from that international site?
Yes.
Great.
So I thought if we could communicate as to what, because they don't have, that international site does not have the kit you're recommending with the Bluetooth. But so I thought if there was enough of us that could decide on the same kit that we could probably get that 15%.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to take over here. It's just
No, that's great.
If we can get the Canadians to either.
Yeah, or there's people in Australia, there's people in Europe, the UK that are all in that same site, same issue.
Right.
And quite honestly, it's okay if you don't use Bluetooth. I personally find that your health might be better if you don't use the Bluetooth. So consider that a good thing.
Okay.
Thank you for that. I haven't been on Facebook for a couple of days. So I haven't seen that, but thank you for doing that.
Can I just ask one question? Because in the beginning, I haven't really, I don't really know how often we're testing. I thought I saw something like every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So then, because you have to buy those strips too, and I think the kit that you got is only like 60. So really, you should be adding on strips because you'd be going, in the beginning, you're going to be going through a lot of strips.
Right. And the 15% discount does not include strips.
Okay.
But, and you, again, you do not have to test your ketones all the time like you do your blood glucose. So let's say you just check your blood glucose and your ketones maybe once a day. So that can help as well. But I'm going to finish this part up and then we're going to move into the glucose testing part.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll answer that. No, great question. So on this document, not only do we have the supplements and the glucose meter, we also talk about the types of foods you want. If you're not familiar with it, chia seeds, different essential oils, extracts and flavorings, herbs and spices, green powders, protein powders, low glycemic sweeteners. And so we talk a little bit about these things. Some of you may be more than familiar with all these different options, and some of them may be new to you. So, but these are the types of foods you're going to want to start looking for. Okay, exit that and go here. And so again, there's the glucose meter information and the foods. So this is, again, it does not need to be something that takes you lots and lots of time, because, you know, you're in foundations. So you've done your preparing for success. You're ready to do it. You're getting your supplies, which includes getting your supplements, your meter, and seeing what kinds of foods are in your pantry and what you want to do. Now we're going to go into assess yourself. So somebody was asking about, how do you know whether you're absorbing your nutrients or not? We ourselves don't sell any powders, but there are some protein powders in the doctor's supplement store. All right, so here's your insulin resistance assessment. We have fitness, diet, nutrition, attitude and stress, sleep and timing. So in diet nutrition, you're going to be seeing some assessments that help you understand more about how your body is responding to different things. Here, I'll open that up for you. This is something that you're going to be doing. You're going to print this out and do it on your own. We were having just way too many problems with the ones you do online. And so what you do is you put in here, you know, and this is for the past 30 days, 0 to 3. 0 is like never, the type of thing, and 3 is like yes all the time or almost always. And so you fill in these different areas. You just check off which one it is. And then you go through and you total the column for each one. 0 is always going to be 0, but you add these all up and you do that for the next column. And then what you do is you total each of the columns up, and that's going to give you, you're going to put that here, and you're going to divide that by 51. And so that's going to be the number you put in here. And then you go and look and see, how do I stand here? You know, if my total is 25, you know, you have the beginnings of a supportive nutrition program, but you need to pay attention. So that's what you're going to be using here for this, to understand more about how your body is responding. And this is something that you can do more than once. You know, like every couple of months you can go through and do all of these assessments just to see, as you're doing and changing things, how your body is responding. Because the idea is you go over the last 30 days. So if every couple months you do this and you think about the things you've done over the last 30 days and how your body feels over the past 30 days, then you can start seeing changes. Body measurements, tracker, fitness. I've heard from so many people going, yeah, I can do squats. I didn't think I'd be able to do squats. And then again, if you want to take a before or after picture, even if you just do it for yourself and don't fill this out, it's just really nice to see some of the subtle changes, or maybe not so subtle changes, that can be happening in your body. And then, you do not need to do lab testing. Yeah, I've got a few before pictures. I'm like, really? Who wants to look at that? Not me. So if you want to do lab testing as part of your work, there's information here. Again, it is optional. You do not have to do it. And then just information on understanding how, especially if you live outside the United States, the conversion. And another journal. And so I'll just summarize one more time. You're here, you go in, you're prepared for your success with your commitments. You've gotten your supplies, you've gotten your supplements, your glucose meter if you're choosing to test your blood sugar that way. And you're starting to look at your kitchen and make a list of things to do. And then you've gone through and assessed yourself. This is really a good step to do, especially if you're like, you know, I'm just not going to test. And that could be a good way for you to see how the different foods and things are affecting you. And then you fill out your progress journal and you move into the glucose testing. All right. So again, checking to see about getting a glucose meter if you still haven't done that. And then Dr. Rita Marie goes through on this and shows you how to, you know, open up your glucose meter, pump it, and do it. And like I said, you don't have to do it on your finger. There's other body places you can do it. And there is also the Genteel. And then tracking your blood sugar. And I'll show you, and it's looking at this one thing to share, but I forgot it. I promise I will find it and put it on the Facebook page. And if you are not Facebook, let me know and I'll email it to you. That's a great question, Lori. So Lori wants to know, if you don't test, how do you know the difference? This is where you're going to be asked to really become attuned to your body. And you can still use this tracking sheet, but you're going to be spending more time making note of how you feel. You know, do you feel tired? You know, maybe even test your temperature. You'll be testing your pulse, that type of thing. Well, that's okay. You know, so she says even when testing, she's not sure what the trigger is. And that's what these next 30 days are, because you might start to see some patterns. And so, again, this is a simplified version. There is one that it has more detail in it, but I'm just going to use this for our purposes today. But again, print it out. This is what I suggest. If you use a blood sugar meter, go to bed with that thing right by your bedside. When you wake up in the morning, before you do anything else, before your feet hit the ground, test your blood sugar. Write that in here. The date and the time of that fasting blood sugar. Then when you decide to eat, go down one and write all this information in here. Now, if you decide to exercise first in the morning, write that information in here, because you're going to want to see how your body responds to exercise. And then when you do decide to eat, you again go to the third line and then write all that information down. Write everything down. Don't write down, I just had a green smoothie. Write down my green smoothie. It had kale and spinach and avocado and celery and cucumber and protein powder, and this is the protein powder I used. You may, the first time you do this, you know, put a little more detailed explanation of what's in that protein powder, because some protein powders have tons of stuff in there, and that might be part of the issue. And then, so you take your glucose right before you eat. As soon as you're done, you take your glucose reading, and then you do 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes, up to an hour. The purpose of this is to see how far up it goes, how long it takes to get there, and then when it starts going down, and does it reach that baseline? And baseline is what it is right before you started eating. One burst can change your blood glucose. So if you wake up in the morning, your blood glucose appears to be really high, do a quick 60 second burst, and that can bring your blood glucose down. And any other time during the day that you see that, that's a great question, Tricia. Tricia wants to know, do we continue with our regular meals? Yes and no. You might do a regular meal and see how things work and then go, okay, that butternut squash soup did not work. My blood sugar went way up. So I'm not going to be eating butternut squash soup for however long. It will be something that is not included in your 30-day metabolic reset. That's what these next 30 days until the metabolic reset starts. That's what this is, testing to see which foods keep your blood sugar as low as possible. The ideal is to keep you under 110. Now, you may start out with your blood sugar already above 110, or in the morning your fasting is quite high. So then you want to stay within about a 20-point range. So if you start out and your blood sugar is 115 and you eat something, you want to keep it under 135. So that's the goal. The reason for this is during that 30-day metabolic reset, you want to give as much of a rest and vacation to your system as possible. And so if you continue to eat foods that raise your blood sugar too high, then it's going to stress out your blood system, your blood sugar system. So you want to keep it as nice and calm as possible. And so it may be a challenge because you might go, I only have 10 things I can eat. It's 30 days and it's allowing your system to relax. It's a gift. It's going to help it. You are going to be helping your own body to heal itself. You know, I'm not healing you. Dr. Rita Marie's not healing you. We're sharing a process where you get to discover what's going to heal your body. And so that's what this next 30 days, or at least until we start the metabolic reset, that's why we're doing this. You get to find out what works for you. We're not giving you a diet plan that you are to follow that might work for us. We're helping you create a food plan that works for you. We're helping you to find the fitness that works for you. You know, doing a full out aerobics or whatever may not work for you. That walking or swimming or cycling might work better for you. You know, doing a sun salutation in the morning might work for you. So if you eat several things in one meal and then get a high reading, that you don't necessarily have to test each one individually, but look at it and you have a list of foods that are more high glycemic than others. So if you make, let's say, a smoothie, and let's say you put a little bit of an apple in it. Next time you make that smoothie, take that apple out and test. See how your body does with that. You can. I'm not going to say you don't, you don't have to. You can test each individually. This is a little easier. So with exercise, and you're going to be hearing more about this, and I'll go over that in a little bit more under the lifestyle piece. But basically, if you're going to be exercising in the morning, again, you write down a simple piece here. You write down what it is you did. And if it's something a little more intense, you are going to want to test it like 15 or 20 minutes. 2 15 or 20 minute increments. You don't have to do it quite as intense as you do when you eat. But you want to, again, see, does it go up? And then does it come down? Because some exercise just doesn't work for you. You know, we there are a lot of amazing people out there that says, hey, you should do the, what was it when I saw yesterday, the figure eight exercise program. And that might be great for them and everybody else. It may not be the best thing for you. There's something out there called the Tabata method. It's a 4-minute cycle of exercises. That may work great for you and it may not for somebody else. So that's why we give you lots of different options to try out to see what works for you. I hope that helps with that one. Okay, I'm going to go back here. So here are here's the real detailed charts on testing your blood sugar. And then again, if you live outside the United States, Canada, or any other place, here's a conversion chart to help you with that. And then there's a converter tool. If you really want to get into understanding glucose and insulin patterns, like Carol is in one of our practitioner training programs, that she might actually recognize that. Yes, we are in the middle of the call here, Michelle, but no worries. First of all, it is being recorded. And I'm just going to actually summarize some of what we've talked about so far. So again, after you finish this part on the glucose tracking, you have a journal. So just to summarize what we've talked about so far, we... you know, you get on the site. I don't think it's strange that you had wine with your dinner and your glucose went up. Yeah, so that might be something for you to play around with. That's my particular experience. I actually haven't had anything alcoholic and my oldest daughter is 35, so over 35 years. So, and so I wasn't testing my blood sugar, but I do know people who have and had that issue. Okay, so just as a, just as a summary from what we've done so far, we've gotten you onto the site. We've gone over the calls and recordings so that you can get those in there, both the ones just related to Sweet Spot as well as the office hour calls and how to access them if the recording isn't up already. And we've been going over foundations. So you start with get started. You make sure you've whitelisted your emails. If you're going to be on Facebook, you'll find that information there. And just some other basic information about the program itself. Prepare for success is where we've done the commitment to action, your vision of what it is you're here for, and gotten your supplies, your supplements, your glucose meter. You're starting to look at your food. You've done some assessments on yourself to see where is this amazing body in all of this with insulin resistance and food, nutrition, fitness, all of that. And then maybe you've started testing your glucose and you've got tracking sheets and understanding that. So now we're going to go into foundational habits. But I know there's been a few questions, so I just want to make sure before I move into that, does anybody have any questions on that? Nope. Everybody's good.
It's Carol.
Yes.
Okay, so just with the testing, I think somebody was also having the same question. So should you be starting with one particular food, like say trying apples, or is it like do your smoothie and see how that is?
That's how I've suggested people do it for a couple of reasons. One is sometimes when you make too drastic a change, it creates a stress in your body, and that can raise your blood sugar. So you want to keep it as normal as you possibly can, especially as you're first starting it. And so just make your regular smoothie and test it, see how your body responds to it. It could be just fine. But if it goes over, again, depending upon what your fasting was beforehand, if it goes over either 110 or more than 20 points, then you're going to say, I'm going to play with this and see what I need to change. It could be a protein powder or other powder you put in with it. It could be that one of the greens creates a digestive issue with you, and that can raise your blood sugar. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything they want to share? Yes, Janet.
Hi. Wow, what a nice, great big group today.
No.
I want to welcome you all to your first day of med school. Because most doctors or pre-med take this kind of course, although I have to say it's probably far more intense and personally directed than they will ever receive. So congratulations to you. I'm Janet Brooks. I am also a student of Dr. Rita Marie's. This is starting my fifth year in the mastery program. And I'm also a raw food chef. And I want to welcome you all. And this has been just a great call. You've gone through everything. You've got your lists of all to do. You're all set up, ready to go. Now just step back and take it easy. Just add a little bit of time. This is a big change. You are now becoming the doctor taking care of you, and you will be able to help many other people when you finish this as well. This is a focus today primarily on the nutrition part, but we also will be allowing you to know about the balance of stress. We talked a little bit about exercise, sleep, having fun and relaxing. There are many aspects to staying balanced in our systems. Yeah. So the focus on whether I had an apple in my smoothie this morning, stop and think a minute. Did you have a good night's sleep? Did you stay up until 2 a.m. getting ready for that presentation for work that you had to do? So there's many factors in it that will help you be a little more directed in how your life is moving along. And I'm just so excited to watch and see and be a part of this with all of you. And the questions are just great. So
they are really great.
Yes.
And good you did bring up some great points, and you'll see that on the tracker sheet, you know, where you get to write down what was my stress. And like Janet said, it's not always the food. It can be that right before you ate that green smoothie, you had a discussion with somebody, or you watched the news and it was upsetting. You know, you didn't sleep well. I quite frankly will tell people, if you feel that you're under any type of stress, it's actually better for you to not eat, because your body isn't going to properly digest it. So, yeah, that's a really great point. And yeah. The tracker sheet has all of that you can write down on there. And your body does respond. Whether you test your blood sugar or not, that's where testing your pulse is so important.
Another question, Lynn.
Yeah.
Is, okay, so I wake up or like 12:30 and I'm awake till 4 or 5. So should I be testing my blood sugar when I first wake up, and then maybe, because when I wake up, I feel wonderful. And then if I fall asleep at 5 or 6, and then I don't feel so wonderful when I wake up.
Well, it could be a good idea to see what's going on in your body that you're even waking up at 12:30 in the morning. You know, you may feel like your body's feeling good, but it may be sending you a different story. And and it could be that your blood sugar and everything is just fine, and that is part of the rhythm. The other thing that's interesting in that is there's this thing called a Chinese medicine clock, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're very familiar with that. So between 11 and 1, your gallbladder is really active. And if you're waking up during that time, it could be there's an issue with your gallbladder. Because really what we're supposed to be doing is sleeping and regenerating during that time. And so if you're staying up until all these wee hours of the morning, you're also then going into liver gallbladder or liver time between 1 and 3. And then between 3 and 5 is lungs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is, all of that is when you're supposed to be sleeping. Supposed to be. Now, I'm not going to, your body is yours and it will respond accordingly. But that just gives us an idea of what might be going on.
Okay. Well, I know that some other people had said about sleep issues. So,
yeah.
That maybe testing when we wake up just would be an eye opener.
Absolutely. And I'm really grateful that you brought that up. Because again, our body's always talking to us. We're just not always listening.
Thank you.
We forgot how to listen. It talks to us all the time and we don't listen and respond to it. Now you're learning how to listen to it and what to do in response. And lots of times with the sleep too, as you straighten out the blood sugar, get your system relaxed in many different ways, you'll find that some of those sleep patterns may change. If it doesn't, we have other things that we can look in to help you with on that too.
Right. And that again is why that chart is can be very valuable to you, not only just to test your blood sugar and to see the patterns there, but to see all the various patterns with your sleep and your stress and your activity level. Like Jan said, your body is always talking to you and we just don't always listen because we're busy with the other distractions of life. And it's not that those distractions aren't important, but when you can't hear your own self, then you know you need to slow down a little bit. Yeah, exactly, Mary Kay. So I got mine off of Organic Olivia is the website. My Chinese medicine clock. I actually have a few of them. This is the one I'm just playing with right now because it had some great information. But I've done quite a bit of studying on the Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda and everything. And that's where my inner geek comes out. Yeah, it helps me to read and understand my own story a little better. So again, I'm going to just summarize everything we've done so far so that you understand the flow. And let's see here. I'm going to share my screen here because I wrote this down. I wrote this down as my own what I wanted to share with you, but I thought I'll share this with you so you can see it. Maybe you're visual like I am. So you've received your welcome email. From your welcome email, it has the login information. So you go to the Unstoppable Health Community site and log in. You click on My Programs on the top banner bar. That then you can see right where the Sweet Spot Solution blood sugar balancing button is. You click on that. Go to Calls and Recordings. Write down the dates of the calls. And I'm going to cover how to use Instant Teleseminar in just a second because I know there were some questions from the kickoff call. You go to Foundations. You go to Get Started. Make sure that you're whitelisted with your emails, if you're doing Facebook, that type of thing. Prepare for success. You've done your Commit to Action, your Inspired Health Vision System. Just like we were talking, get connected to why you're doing this and what you want to see right now as you're starting, knowing that that will probably change. You've gotten your supplies, your supplements, if you're doing it, your glucose meter and looking at your food supply. If you're testing your glucose, or if you're going to print out the sheet and use it for other ways to test yourself to see how you're responding, that's in the test your glucose area. And right now we're going to look at the foundational habits. I'm going to share real quickly that the foundational habits is a great way to create a morning routine that works for you. So foundational habits, your 30-second burst of fitness. So you wake up in the morning, you check your blood sugar, especially if it feels like it's too high, do a 30-second burst and it's going to bring your blood sugar down. Make sure, and there's a document there that goes through it, make sure that you're staying hydrated because dehydration can raise your blood sugar. So you've tested your blood sugar, you've done a burst, you're going to drink a big old glass of water. This doesn't have to be the lemon water or anything, it just can be plain water. Sometimes our body, again, needs that rest just from water. And then if you haven't already, sign up for Dr. Rita Marie's Transforming Stress System. And so then you'll get her little, an email in the morning that has her little like 3-minute audio where you can listen to her message of encouragement. So this can be your morning routine. You wake up, you check your blood sugar, you do a quick 30 to 60 second burst, you drink a big old glass of water, and you listen to Dr. Rita Marie's Transforming Stress System audio. And then, you know, talking about sleep, making sure that you get to bed as early as possible. Again, looking at this Chinese medicine clock, it says to be in bed and asleep by 11. And then, and you know, it's not like you have to make sure you're doing this every day for 2 or 3 weeks before you move on. Just make note that this is something you're to do. Do it maybe once or, you know, 1 or 2 days, and then fill out your journal and move on to foundational nutrition. This is where you're going to find out more about the types of foods that you're going to want to build your menu planning with. And there's these, this has some great foods to include. You may not have all of these available in your area, but it's just good to make note. We have the shopping guide and food list. Let's see. I have it open here somewhere. Here it is. And this is really great if you're going to be starting to plan your meals accordingly. So the first thing you see in here, and as I said at the beginning of the call, I have 7 children, and so menu planning was imperative. It was an essential for me, not just for myself, but for everybody else. They knew why we had all these different foods available, and that, you know, there's some things they ate that meant we didn't eat. So you, if you eat breakfast, you put breakfast down there. Otherwise, lunch, dinner, if you feel like you need snacks, you do that. And so you can use this to go through the menu, the recipe collection, write down some ideas. These are ideas. It's not like you wake up on Monday morning and say, oh, I have it down here. I have to have it. But it's an idea. And then you go through and you write down, which foods do I have here in my house? Which ones do I need? And then you can, at the very bottom of all of this, you can actually, and if you're into this, I would print all of this out and have it on hand. But here's your actual shopping list that you can use to take with you to the grocery store. And this is located, again, in your foundational nutrition page. We also have here the breakfast or the break your fast menus. you're going to find recipes in there for things like, you know, chia porridge, cashew yogurt, different smoothies, things like that. It's right here. Sorry, my computer, I live in the country, so my internet speed isn't always the best. And this goes over not just the recipes, but different ideas on how you can combine them for optimal nutrition, fiber, things like that. So if you haven't gone through all of this already, I really encourage you to take a look at this on helping you to at least get this, start your day out right. But I'll also tell you, I sometimes have things like the scrambled no eggs for supper. No guidelines there, at least in my opinion. A lot of review, lots of ways to really start increasing your food list, because what you're going to end up finding out is that as you test your blood sugar, you're going to actually expand the types of recipes you can use. It's not that you only get to eat this much. It's like, I get to eat this much, because now you have new recipes and ways to do it. So again, once you go through, and this isn't like you have to be doing everything all the time for weeks on end before you move on. Just review it all. Use it as a guideline. Maybe try one or two of the recipes. Fill out the journal and then move on to the lifestyle habits. And again, you'll see some review here with your burst exercises. If you're ready to include some extra movement in here, like brisk walking or something, this is a great time to see how you can include that. The water, again, digestion enhancing eating strategies, again, taking that moment before you eat to make sure that you're not stressed, that you're in a calm state to eat. Here is where you're going to find the 250 recipe collection. Again, just to reiterate that, we're in Lifestyle Jumpstart, and this is action item number 3. And that's not it, I think this is it, yeah. And this is where you're going to find just an amazing assortment of recipes. You know, everybody loves, well, I shouldn't say that everybody. So many people just really like the idea of chocolate and those sweet treats for dessert. Well, there's a really great recipe in there for an amaretto truffle. And so you'll see different juices that work. There's your chia energy drink, low fruit smoothies, as well as no fruit smoothies, nut and seed milks, different gels, chia gel, Irish moss gel, different fermented foods like the cashew yogurt. There's a cheese, sauerkraut, different breakfast things you can have, soup. The creamy Southwest cauliflower soup is one of my favorites. Different salads, sandwiches, wraps, and rolls, different veggie sides, pasta and noodles, sea vegetable dishes, if you haven't tried them already, cooked meals, different spreads, dips, pâtés. You know, you can have sour cream. No, we don't want people to feel denied. We want them to feel expanded in their food choices. So again, you know, making those cheeses is something I do regularly. I don't have a sweet tooth. I have a fat tooth. I love fatty foods. You have a dehydrator. We've got a whole section on dehydrators, dehydrated things. And again, there's the desserts. So, and so again, to remind you where that is, it's in Lifestyle Jumpstart, Foundations, Lifestyle Jumpstart, action item number 3. On beginning making blended greens and nutritious beverages. There's also just a book here on blended greens. And then Dr. Rita Marie has a video on how to make a green smoothie if you're not familiar with that. Again, transforming stress, mini vacations, bedtime, stopping to eat at least 3 hours before your bed, trying to space your meals as much as you can, and then you're done with this section. What you do when you come here, after you fill out your journal, when you come here, it looks like you're brought right back to the main foundations page. But actually, if you scroll down, what you'll see here is the checklist. So you check off each of these different things, and then you'll get something that says, congratulations. Then you can move forward to module 1. So that helps us to see where you've been. It helps you to see what you've done, and then you're ready. So I'm hoping that as we've reviewed all of this, that you can see it can be done within a couple of weeks' time. If you have this done by the time we meet for our next sweet spot call, I think it's May 13th, if I remember, then you'll be ready for what Dr. Rita Marie will be talking about with module 1 on fitness. If you finish it and you're ready to move on to fitness, yeah, May 13th, then go ahead and move on to fitness. But the important piece, again, in all of this, this month of May is for you to find about yourself, find out which foods work, which movement works, how your stress level is, how am I sleeping, and to track it all. And that's the whole purpose for this. We all work together. If it works for you, if it doesn't work for you to do the metabolic reset with us because of vacations or other events, that's okay. You understand now the purpose for that first 30 days, what we're doing now to get to know yourself and how you respond. So then when you move over and do the metabolic reset, it's the ultimate staycation. You get to find out how your body responds, and you give it a gift of rest, and it will respond. I'm going to stop a second there.
So she said you're going to give yourself a gift of rest, and you're sitting there going, oh, my gosh, I'm so stressed. How am I even going to get – this is just too much. Can't even get through it. If you find yourself getting stressed about it, step back.
Yeah.
Take a breath. Step back from it. As a raw food chef, may I suggest to you that cookbook is amazing, all the recipes. Pick one. Something for breakfast. If you're enthusiastic, one for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner. Write down the ingredients when you go to the store. Make sure you have it all and come back and try it. Get one that you like. You'll use it. You'll keep doing it. You can expand from there. I know you want to do all of them. And so you write down it for 16. You go to the store, you bring it back, and you look at it and say, oh, my gosh, I'm hungry. I think I have one of those mini Red Baron pizzas in the freezer somewhere, you know, because I don't even know what to fix now. So go slow. Take it easy. This is not a quick fix. This is a life change, and it takes a while. Even through the program, it will take months even after that, a year or so, before you can really incorporate this into your life. This is a big step. Take it easy. Go slow.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons that Dr. Emery's kind of drip fed you some of the recipes, so that you don't feel like, okay, now I have to totally redo everything I've been doing my whole life with food. And you may already be at a place where you're doing a lot of these types of foods. And so, like Janet said, review these recipes. Pick out one or two that's like, oh, I haven't done anything quite like that. Let me see how I work with that. And so I want to make sure everybody saw where I said that big recipe collection is. It is, I'll go back and share again because I saw there were some questions there on the chat about them. So when you hover your cursor over foundations, you go down to, here. Maybe. I think it was found. Was it nutrition? See, I don't always remember.
Holly, might I just quickly say, you don't always have to soak all the nuts and seeds sometimes. Sometimes there's not time. But don't eat Cap'n Crunch instead. Just put the regular nuts in it and right. Eat it that way.
Right.
And I get you, though.
Oh, definitely. It's under Gym Style Lifestyle Habits. So in the recipe collection, as well as the menu planning section in the module 2 of nutrition, we talk about what we call grab and goes and how to prepare for your week, you know, going through. Just, you know, maybe you do this already when you plan your meals. It's like you go through and see, what do I have? And then you write down using that that shopping list and shopping guide that it gives you the ideas for the foods. You may not have a lot of the foods that are listed here. I know I don't have a lot of them because I live in Iowa, and they don't have a lot of the foods that you might in Oregon or some other larger place. And so you do the best you can with these ideas. These are ideas. And then you're like, oh, okay, well, I'd really like to make that cashew yogurt. And it says I should soak my nuts. And so I'm going to put it in now. So when I'm ready, I can. But if you don't, make it anyway. It's not going to hurt you. And so again, where this, the recipe collection is, under nutrition in your lifestyle jumpstart activities, it is number 3. And it's next to this picture of a blender with a green smoothie in it. It says begin making blended greens and nutritious beverages. And then you'll see where it says click here to download. And there's so many places here that she gives you ideas on how to make foods. And then, you know, taste it. How does that taste? Is that even something you like? What would you put in it? Maybe there's a different spice in there that you would put in it to make it a taste that your mouth would like. And so this kind of goes back to what Janet was talking about earlier with play. Have fun with this. This is, your food is meant to, you know, that adage where we told our kids, or maybe you were told not to play with your food, throw that one away. Have fun with your food. Play with it. Find some really fancy dishes to put your green smoothie and all your bowls of soup and stuff in. Have nice napkins and whatever, and, you know, put some candles on and just have fun with this. Have picnics outside. Just see how you can bring more joy into your life, which includes your food, because if you're not happy, again, your body won't absorb it as well because it affects us. And so have fun with your food. Have joy in your life. The same thing with your movement and exercise. I recently found, I've only done their free videos, but I found something I really enjoy called Body Groove, and they dance. And they have different dance movements, and so I'm not even feeling like I'm exercising. I'm just having fun and moving my body. Do the same thing with your movement. You know, life wasn't meant to be as much work as we think it was. It's meant to have fun and joy. And so do those things in there. I'm just kind of going through some of these questions again.
To add what Lynn just said, share it. Share it with your kids, your husband, your family, your sister. Go shopping. Everybody goes shopping. I remember the first time I took my grandkids and they went to get the regular stuff. I said, no, wait a minute. Look at all this cauliflower. Some of it's green. And look at the potatoes. There's purple ones. They were so excited to fix dinner that night when Mom and Dad came in. There was purple mashed potatoes and green cauliflower. And they were thrilled. They Googled it. They found out about it. Everyone gets excited about doing all of it. So make it fun for everyone.
Yeah. I do that with my grandkids as well. I have pictures of my grandkids with their little green mustaches. And part of their fun is they get to put everything in the blender. And so hopefully, Tricia, that showed you where the lunch and dinner menu recipes were. The physical book is exactly that's like online. It is a binder, so you can, if you find other recipes you like, you can add it to it. And there isn't a discount code for the physical book. That actually is the price for it at a discounted rate because, if you saw it, you would see why. It's a little more pricey than other books. Let's see. I thought there was a recipe guide there. Some of them are just videos, and so what you have to do is stop the video recording and write down the ingredients at that point. I think there's only a few of them that are just the videos. And I guess I don't know about the price of the physical book. And as far as coconut, if you don't like coconut, then don't use coconut. Use maybe cashews or macadamias or some other food you do like. I actually only use coconut now and then in the summertime because I find it very cooling. And when it's 50 below here in January, I don't need to get any cooler than that. So I use more warming foods. And so again, this goes back to playing. It's like, oh, I'm not really crazy about that taste, but I really like this taste. And so play with that. And so the section on the dehydrators, that's again in that big 250 page recipe collection. There are some in the nutrition, the lifestyle habits and nutrition section that are just some extra pieces on different crackers and things like that. Now I see where you say the Cap'n Crunch. if you don't have to do nuts and seeds. Those are just ideas. So what if you looked in your refrigerator and like you said, maybe you see some cauliflower and some other greens and whatever and just make a stir fry. Just throw a bunch of onions and garlic and whatever in and just stir fry the heck out of them. Or not too much, but stir fry them and see what that is. There's no rule that says you can't have vegetables for breakfast. I frequently do. Throw them in the blender and make a smoothie. About the only thing that really you should soak before you eat them are things like chia seeds, because if you don't soak your chia seeds ahead of time, they tend to absorb all the water in your body and you become constipated. But, again, just take a breath and look at it and go, what do I have here and what can I make? And let's see. Yeah, Thrive Market is good. We're coming into, at least on this side of the hemisphere, we're coming into the warmer months. You may have farmers markets and things like that available. So there, when you enroll in the program, Katie, we don't have a recipe book that's mailed to you unless you order it. so when, let me see, I have to go and find that section again. Let's see, where was that? I'm going to try and find, where did I put that? So I know in module two, for sure, they have the book. I'm going to share my screen again so you can see it. So this is in module two on nutrition. And, you know, a lot of this again. So this is, if anything, take comfort that when you get into the actual modules, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I've already done most of this. And that will help you to move along. So that's just the main core pieces. That's why we like to start you with the foundations, because these are the pieces that are going to carry you through all the way to through everything. And then there's your menu planner, the recipe collection, so more information. Let's see. Okay, I know it's around here because I've seen it. Somewhere in here, there's where you can actually buy the actual books. And if you've bought one and you've seen it and I'm not anywhere near the right spot, let me know, because how did I end up here? It's weird. Click out.
As you can see, as Lynn is working through this, this is a huge program.
Yeah.
Only one of many that we offer. There's also thyroid and adrenal and digestive systems, hormones, a tremendous amount of information available to you. And she's the guru of most of these programs, so it's possible she's seen it, but it has been.
I know, I'm like, where did I see this? So I apologize. Usually... Yep.
Amazing technicians that do very secretive things sometimes for us. So
yeah.
It always not at our fingertips, but we can always find that information out for you too.
Yeah. I don't know why this isn't showing up for me right away. So I apologize.
So also a note to you, if you're not getting around in it very easily, it's not just you. This is a program. This is a lot, and it takes a while to find your way through it and remember where you saw it and go back to where it is that you can get to it. So it the more you work with it, the more you're in the program every day. Try to be in it a little bit every day.
Yeah. Well, Lori put the link in there for it. Now I have to, I'll spend a little time to find out where that actually is. So thank you for that, Lori. Yeah, soup for breakfast. I've had soup for breakfast. You know, when I was in college, we'd have pizza for breakfast. So I don't know why you can't have any of these other things. So all dairy cheese is out. At least that's during this period of time, because dairy tends to be what we call insulinogenic. And what that means is it raises your insulin level. It's low glycemic in terms of blood glucose, but it raises insulin. And when your insulin is raised, your blood sugar is going to raise. And so right now, at least, you're going to take it out. After you've gone through the 30-day metabolic reset, you can test again and see how your body's responded. I've seen many people realize that they can't, eat dairy. It just always continues to raise it. And let's see. Yeah, I tried the resources tab. Somehow you've got me all curious. So what I want to make sure before I do anything else that what you have heard here has been real helpful to you, that you feel a little less overwhelmed, that you understand the flow, what's going on, and how to utilize that for yourself, that you understand there's not a rush, that, you know, this is the plan, and that this is what we're doing this month. We're seeing how your life is showing up for you, and you get to see that when you test your blood sugar. And if you choose not to test your blood sugar, there are other ways that you can see how your body is. I'll check that out, Carmela. One last thing, and I'll be real quick on this, because our calls, our regular calls with Dr. Rita Marie, are on what's called instant teleseminar, and there were some questions about how that works. So I'm going to show you just a few snapshots I took on things and how that works. So when you click on the link that's in your call reminder email, you're brought to instant teleseminar, and this is what you should see. Welcome to the conference, and you select phone, web call, or broadcast. If you don't, what I'd suggest you do is what's called reduce the size of your screen. So somewhere on your computer, you know, you can have it be 100% or 80% or something. And sometimes what happens when you do that, all three pieces will come up. I would suggest using web call, because then if you decide you want to talk to Dr. Rita Marie, then you can open your line and have a conversation with her. You can, with phone, you can listen on the phone and see the screen at the same time. With broadcast, you cannot talk to her. So I wanted to make sure you realize that's what you're supposed to see. When you click on web call, you come to a screen that looks like this. You put your name in there and the city that you're on, and you click connect. And you want to make sure that you allow your microphone to be used. When there are no slides, these are the different options you're going to see. You might see mute, raise your hand, if you want to increase your volume, and if you want to, when you're ready to disconnect, if you want to check your microphone, there's a piece here that says check microphone. And if there's a slide, this is where you're going to see the options down here. Again, you've got your mute button. Here's a dial pad. If you want to raise your hand, increase your volume, that type of thing. If you're going to just do broadcast, this is pretty much what you're going to see. And then you're going to see this page that says events with slides, and you click on that. Here's where your chat should be. You put your name in there, click start chat. If you want to just have questions that she answers, then you click here where it says Q&A, and it will bring you to a different screen where you write in your question and put your name and email address in. And then it goes to a page that she can only see and knows to answer your questions. So, you didn't see that? You didn't see that. Okay. You just see your outline. Okay, I will do that again real quick. Thank you. I should have looked at before. Okay, tell me that you see this.
Yes,
we see, great. I see it. Okay, so this is what I wanted you to see. So when you come to this is where I was talking about when you come to the call with Dr. Rita Marie on instant teleseminar, like we just had the kickoff calls, this is what you're going to see. And again, you want to choose the web call, if you have any desire of asking her questions, as in a physical conversation. If you want to use your phone to call in, you can do that. Otherwise, if you choose broadcast, you won't be able to talk to her. If you do not see web call, then you might want to reduce the size of your screen. When you click select, that's going to show you your options to see the slides. When you choose web call, you'll be asked to put in your name and your location and then connect. And when you do that, it will ask you to allow your microphone to be used, and it's okay to say allow. If there are no slides, this is what you're going to see on the bottom of the page. So you're generally already muted when you go in. If you want to raise your hand to say something, you'd click on that. If you want to increase the volume, that's where that is. A dial pad is here. If you want to leave the call, there's disconnect. If you want to check your microphone in this area, there's a place to check your microphone. If there's a slide, you'll see the options down here below. And if you're just doing broadcast, this is generally what it looks like. And if there's slides, then you're going to click that. The chat looks something like this. You put your name in there, click start chat, and then start chatting away. If you want to just do a question, and I should say you can actually log into a call beforehand and click on Q&A and type your question in before the call has begun, and then she'll see that. Let's see. Okay. I am not aware of a promo code for the binder. I will find out more. And if there is, then we'll make sure that you guys know about it, whether it's in an email or the Facebook. I'm just not aware of any. So I apologize. This has gone over the amount of time that, that's the price that I had it at, was $67. But I hope that this has been helpful and that you feel a little more at ease with what you've got and an understanding so you can help yourself. Because the ultimate goal is to be healthy, and having blood sugar in good range is going to show you you're healthy. And then we'll help with those other pieces like losing belly fat, gaining clarity, having energy. Wonderful. I'm not sure why you couldn't live chat. I'm hoping what on the instant teleseminar, I'm hoping that seeing what things should look like might help. The only thing I can think of, again, is to reduce the size of your screen. And I'll show you real quick what I mean by that. I do use Firefox most of the time, so it might be different if you're using Chrome or some other browser platform. But for me, up on the top, there's in the top right, there's these three bars. And so when I click on that, I can see here the 100%. So if I want my screen to be smaller, I click the minus sign, and it reduces it, and other things show up. If I want it to be larger, then I click that. But sometimes when we reduce it, we actually see more, and maybe then your chat would show up. All right. Right. No, there should not be a shipping charge. So. Right. So Zoom has ways to adjust the size of this particular screen. Instant teleseminar is a little different, but All right. Well, as usual, if you have any other questions from this, then feel free to either write into the help desk. Like I said, Christine is amazing, and we often work together for resolution for everything. You can write things in your journals. You can put things on Facebook if you use Facebook. But definitely make sure you make use of the journals. I'm not sure why you couldn't. Yeah, that's a great question. I'm not sure who I'm talking to. Maybe I'm talking to both Elmer and Sandy. I'm not sure why it wouldn't let you type. I'm sure that was frustrating. Yeah. And sometimes the only thing I have to suggest is reboot. I've had to I reboot frequently. So, all right. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend. You know, it's a new moon today. It's a great time to start something new. Come at it with a new new intentions here.
Great. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome, Carol. You're very welcome.
Thanks so much.
You're very, very welcome. Yeah.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
All right. Yes, I have chickens here. It's been snowing, so I brought my chickens in. That's me.